At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Shaq's going to join us coming up. He's going to be wrestling AEW Dynamite match coming up on Wednesday, so we'll talk to Shaq about that. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. I finally figured it out. Drew Brees is going to retire. Now I know. Nobody's noticing this. You know, he hadn't announced his retirement yet. We thought maybe last week he'd have the week to himself. He could have a press conference and then let people fawn all over him and his Hall of Fame career, and rightfully so. And his trainer posted a workout video of Drew yesterday. And he's doing something with a blocking sled or some kind of contraption where he's pushing it through a parking lot. And then it dawned on me. Drew Brees has a full head of hair. This is the Jason Witten situation where you go into TV with a full head of hair. That's the tip-off. Drew Brees is truly retiring because he now has a full head of hair. I don't know where he got it, but he has a full head of hair. He is ready for TV. It's like Brian Urlacher, full head of hair. Hey, I'm ready for TV, ready for my close-up. Yeah, Paulie.
NBC may have chipped in on it, you know, Restore, whatever that is.
I have no idea, but you see the video.
It's a lot of hair, too. It's swooping.
Yeah. Yeah. Swoop. There it is. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Very nice.
All right. But now I know Drew Brees is truly retired. Sources close to me tell me that Drew is going to retire because he has a full head of hair. I don't know what else is going to happen with these other quarterbacks here. Feels like New Orleans certainly would love to have Russell Wilson. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys would be interested in Russell Wilson. The Chicago Bears would certainly be interested in Russell Wilson. And I don't know what's happening. The Raiders and John Gruden, I've said this before, John always loves the quarterback he doesn't have. And if he could get Russ, all right, could be fun. And, you know, if you look at Seattle with what they're doing, you can't trade him because of that cap hit. And then what are you getting in return, and who wants to give you that in return? If I'm the Bears and I'm that coach and I'm that GM, whatever you want, you tell me, because I'll do it. Because their jobs are hinging on this season coming up, in my opinion. And what's the downside? I mean, you're going to be an average team. You're going to be 7-9, 8-8, and you move on from Mitchell Trubisky. Like, that's the team that if I'm, you know, the Bears, what do you want? We'll give you a couple of players and we'll give you three number ones. But if I'm Chicago, I'm calling the Texans first. That's who I want. I want Deshaun at 25, not Russ, soon to be 33. But I'll take one or the other. Let's put it that way. J.J. Watt is adding more intrigue. Now, I'm starting to get up to the point where I'm getting annoyed with J.J., where he gives out these little hints, little subtle hints where he might be going. J.J. Watt has updated his Peloton bio. And
are we breaking this?
Or is No. Field Yates of the Mothership has this. I'm not breaking this. Even if I had it, I wouldn't want to break it. J.J. Watt has updated his Peloton bio, and it now reads Super Bowl 56, Green Bay, Cleveland, Buffalo.
This is like a high school kid putting three hats in front of him. Yes. Guy on a Peloton bike putting three code words in front of him.
Well, Paulie suggested this to J.J. Watt. Like, why don't you have one of those old school press conferences where the kids in high school, you know, with the bleachers there and your parents are there, the student body's there, and J.J. has three hats. He's got the Packers, the Browns, and the Buffalo Bills. Maybe he listened to you, Paulie. Maybe he is willing to do this.
Usually does.
Yeah, of course he does. But I'm dialed in on J.J. with his Peloton bio, and it now reads Green Bay, Cleveland, Buffalo. Yes, McLevin?
Do you guys have friends who are Peloton people? Because that Peloton bio is everything. I hear Peloton owners talk about it. It's like the new Twitter. Basically, you have followers on Peloton, and you have this community of you race against or whatever. It's a huge, huge deal.
I haven't done Peloton. I do SoulCycle, but I know that Peloton is a little bit more social engagement there, whereas SoulCycle, I'm not in a class with anybody. You can do it from your home, but Peloton, it's, you know, there's competition when you're, you know, you're cycling. But I'm not involved in that. Yeah, McLevin.
So you don't do where you see how you rank in the class?
Like, no.
But you used to do that when you did it live, right?
No, you don't do that with SoulCycle. There is Flywheel. Flywheel was another one where if you wanted to do it, you could have your name and then what your ranking was while you were competing in class. And I didn't want to do that. I'm competitive enough. I don't want to get on a bicycle and be yelling and screaming and it just... I want to get through the class. I sit in the back. I mind my own business. Yes, Todd.
And how interactive is the Peloton? Can they actually see you? Are they just kind of talking to you, saying generic things to you? You could be sitting on a couch eating a bag of chips and you put the thing on and it looks like you're riding the bike and they're like, yeah, keep going. You got this while you're having cheese doodles. Do they actually see you working?
I'm not sure how many people on Peloton are eating cheese doodles, Todd. I mean, I'm just saying probably... It's pretty expensive to take a class.
I'm curious if they're actually seeing you working out, though. Or you're just kind of going, you know, halfway out and you're not really giving it your full effort.
I think they see what you're doing. I don't know if they actually see you doing it. God, I hope not. Yes, Eden.
Todd sometimes sounds like the caveman lawyer. What is this? Yeah. My cellular phone. What is there, a little being in there speaking to me? Like, yeah. Like he was just teleported in from, 1950.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? There's a camera? Are they watching me eat cheese doodles? No.
Yeah.
First of all, Fritzy had a BlackBerry until about 4 years ago, just to put it in perspective. Second of all, Russell Wilson, also a Peloton guy, just confirmed.
Mm-hmm. But he would have put four names there, not three.
Like, Russell Wilson's Peloton name is not Go Hawks. That would be telling. We're looking into it.
Hawk guy.
Yeah.
Anything else to add there, Todd?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. All right, so Shaq will join us coming up. Jamie in North Carolina. Hey, Jamie, best and worst of the weekend.
Jamie from Texas, 59181.
Where's that ding? Oh my God!
There it is. Right. Hey, shout out to Jimmy Lipper, and my best is Todd kind of stole it, but Oklahoma State beating OU. Finally in Norman, and hopefully we can get him tonight again. My worst was I performed stand-up, open mic, in Fort Worth, Texas, and now I know how Todd Fritz feels.
How bad was it, Jamie?
I went blue pretty early, and so just like Fritzy, so it's a lot of crickets.
Well, keep your head up. Keep your head up, Jamie. Thank you.
Not a good time when that.
When Todd went blue at Caroline's, I said, he's in trouble. You were in trouble.
You start drowning. You're feeling a lack of oxygen. Your cheeks feel flushed, and you're just there's no escape. You got to be out there and finish your thing.
Imagine what the people in the audience felt. The Players Championship, Rory McIlroy and the PGA Tour's very best take on the purest of golf courses, TPC Sawgrass. And it'll be March 11th through the 14th on Golf and NBC. Every sport has one team that is special when you think about it. They get all the attention, no matter how good they are. In the NFL, it's the Cowboys. Baseball, the Yankees. The NBA, Lakers. College basketball, it's Duke. And ever since Coach K won his first title, that was with Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley, the Blue Devils have been a focal point of the sport. Duke hasn't missed the tournament since, I think, 1995. But the Blue Devils are in real trouble this year. They lost to Louisville. I was watching most of that game. They fell apart in overtime. And now they're 11-9. Two more regular season games at Georgia Tech and at North Carolina, then the ACC tournament. They'd have to run the tournament to get into the tournament, March Madness. Most college basketball fans either love Duke or they love rooting against Duke. And there's a chance that neither group is going to be too happy when the tournament starts in a couple of weeks on Selection Sunday. Yeah, McLovin.
Do the people, the committee, do they put in Duke just for ratings? Is it fair to say that's a consideration?
Well, as I've said many times, it is a TV event, and who you're going to put in or who you could leave out, it'd be a stretch to put in Duke at 11-9. And if you're not winning your own conference, they have to win the ACC tournament to get in. Yeah, Paul.
But it could be like college football where you think to yourself, if they get in, they could do damage because historically Duke does stuff in the tournament. And they have almost like earned a hall pass. Like if Alabama football had two losses, you still may put them in over a team with one loss because they're more likely to do damage in the tournament.
What did you send me with Peloton here, Paul?
This is a list of tons of different athletes on the Peloton.
Oh, I see where Rory McIlroy is on Peloton.
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty. Well, yeah, it's a great workout. But do they see you working out or just your profile is available if they want to?
Checking.
Because I don't know.
You see the instructor, and then the instructor talks.
Yeah, you have to see her.
Or him.
Well, for me, it was usually a her. Like, I need to be motivated in any way possible. Cam Newton does it. Jay Cutler. Patrick Mahomes does it.
Cutler? That's got to be a mistake.
I can't. Now, there's a guy with a beer and cheese doodles. If Cutler was there with a cigarette, he'd have a heater.
Is there an ashtray where you keep your water bottle? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do Peloton. I don't like the competitiveness of it. Life is already competitive. Like, I want to go in there and just ride my bike, work up a sweat. That's it. 45 minutes, you're done. Yeah, McLovin.
You love competition. You compete in everything. Make everything into a competition.
I like it, but I hate it. Because I don't want competition in everything. And it brings out the worst in me. My kids know it. My wife knows it. I know it. It's not good. Not good. When you are competing with your little ones on chutes and ladders or Candyland, you've got a problem. And I wanted to win in Candyland. Yeah, see.
Is there a difference between not letting them win and competing with them?
Like trying 80% instead of 100%.
No.
Like I don't let my son win at anything. He has to just beat me. But I'm not like, you know, if he does beat me, I'm like, oh, good job.
Oh, I don't acknowledge.
I don't get mad.
Let's run it again.
Oh, you're like, okay. Yeah, let's bring him back. Bring him back.
Yeah, let's run it again. Absolutely.
For allowance.
Yeah, Paulie.
According to the Pelotoners who are coming in fast and furious, the video camera you have on your bicycle allows you to video chat with friends during the ride. The instructor, if you set it, you could chat with that instructor, video chat, so they could see you if you allow them to, but they can't see it if you don't. Or you could disable the camera altogether and just have like your bio up there and nobody can see you.
Hmm. Yeah, McClub.
Yeah, this is a big thing. I mean, this is the new way to trash talk is via Peloton. Apparently, other athletes trash talk on there too. DK Metcalf's a big Peloton guy.
Yeah,
it's about time he got in shape. Yeah, you may see him find a Peloton. Like,
no, I love the workout, but I remember that when you could go into SoulCycle, I'd go in, and there'd be a couple of classes that I would on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'd go in there, and Mike Greenberg. Greeny would be in the class with me, and I wanted to take him down. Like, he would be one class, he was next to me or one down, and I wanted to put on a show, and I have no idea why. Like, you know, Greeny's probably 15 years younger than me.
Wow, you're already laying down the groundwork, you know.
Yeah, and I wanted to dust him off. I wanted to leave him in my wake. Yes, Todd.
Did he like tease the upcoming class out in the hallway? He said, coming up, we're going to go really fast.
No, he'd say, get up on your bike. Yes, McClellan.
Don't you have to have a conversation with Mike Greenberg if you're next to him?
No.
Okay.
No, once you get going, and there's no small talk. Like, you got to go. Like, you, and the music's loud, and you're not conversing with anybody. You can't. Like, if you're getting your bike adjusted, you might say hello, but that's about it.
Then Mike Tannenbaum sits down right next to you. It's just strange. Weird. It's
and
all weird.
Dan Orlovsky was there, and then Mina Kimes was there.
You don't need the whole group.
Jalen Rose showed up.
Odd.
Michelle Beadle showed up.
It's
like
an
they
odd
all,
experience.
Yeah. No, it was... I remember being in a SoulCycle in San Francisco at the Super Bowl, and Peter Schrager, the NFL Network, was in there. I didn't know it. But, you know, because once you go in and it's dark, you don't see anybody except for the instructor. And then... he said that we took a SoulCycle class together, and I went, no, we didn't. Like, that the implication is, or, you know, the insinuation is, hey, we took a class together. We walked in together. We were in the class. I didn't even know he was there. And Troy Aikman was in there as well. So you never know. And in New York, there's a chance you might see somebody famous. In Los Angeles, when we went out there, you could see somebody famous in there. But you just go. And nobody looks good after a, you know, Peloton or SoulCycle. It's a mess. Yes, Paulie.
Should we get one for the studio and I'll put our names in and use it from time to time? Or you think it would sit there?
Who is going to use
it? That's what I'm saying. Would we just hang our coats on it like most people?
Well, Todd's not going to use it. McLovin, probably not.
Nah, you got other ways to work out.
Seton, probably not.
Nope.
You, probably not.
Eh.
Big German. No. Dylan, no. French kid, no. Marvin, no.
It would stay in great condition then.
Ario, no. So it'd be me. That'd be it. Then I have no need to come in here to do Peloton just to have my profile up there. It's like it feels like it's a dating app. Does it feel a little Tinderish? I get, hey, this is my profile. Hey, how fast do you go?
Ring your bell if you like it.
Hey, slow down. Yeah. Hey, slow down.
I like tapas and Spanish red wine. Oh, what does that have to do with riding your bike?
Ching. Ching.
Weird.
I wanted to put baseball cards in my spokes, though. That was what made me different. Yes, McLeod.
The four of us are still traumatized from the one time you made us do it in Houston.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
That was a tough class, but it was good. And get your heart rate going, man. That's what you want.
That's never go to a workout class when you have cameras filming, because that makes the instructor go 10 times harder.
Mm.
Like, this is not what I need in my life.
We'll take a break. James in Milwaukee, then we'll make way for Shaquille O'Neal. Hey, James. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, James.
Shout out to McLovin. How you doing, bud? Something about the last 2 weeks. I was out in Las Vegas this past weekend, and we don't have a In-N-Out Burger in Milwaukee. And best and worst of the weekend is got to go to Hell's Kitchen, which was fantastic. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning, decided to go to In-N-Out Burger, and just like Seton said, totally overrated. Totally overrated. Got better burgers in Milwaukee than that.
Thank you, James. We don't want to go down this road today. I like In-N-Out Burger. Now, do I think there is? How many places have you gone to where somebody says, "Oh, you gotta go here"? It's somebody's local or their favorite, and then you go, it never lives up to what you think it's going to be. That happens all the time. Oh, you got to go to my restaurant. Oh, my pub is the best. And then you go, and you go, all right. I don't know. I'll tell you, a great burger was Big Dean's in Santa Monica. And it's just a local place, but, you know, TJ and Mary, they'll fire up a double cheeseburger for you, and you're good to go. A little beer on tap. All right, coming up on 20 after the hour, more phone calls, and we'll make way for Shaq, who will join us next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. And it's called Cashback Match, so it's easy to understand only by Discover card. It's like getting one of those birthday cards. It's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before you open it. But in this case, there is cash, your first year cashback match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback Match, only by Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover, something brighter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
How long ago was it that we talked about that Peloton commercial for Christmas where the wife gets the Peloton from her husband, but she looks like she's being held captive?
Dan, that was December, first week of December 2019, so a year and 3 months ago, and everyone was critiquing the commercial because the husband's sitting there and the wife's battling to get in shape. And then about a week later after the controversy, Ryan Reynolds hired her to be in his gin commercial. When everything was going south,
yeah.
You got the actress to be in it.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Jamie in North Carolina on the program. Jamie, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys. I like Seton, only love. it's got to be the Hornets, LaMelo Ball. I'm just glad they're relevant again. And as far as, like, on the bandwagon, I've been there since 88, off of it when it disappeared in 2002, back on in 2014. So let's go, Hornets. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, I just wonder if you said to the Golden State Warriors, hey, do you want LaMelo Ball or do you still want James Wiseman? And Wiseman's got good numbers, but it's just he's a different kind of player. LaMelo Ball controls the tempo. He can get to the hoop. He's shooting better than people thought, and he does pass the ball. And he's leading all rookies in all those categories, points, rebounds, and assists. That's a pretty good list there. Take out Michael Carter-Williams. That's a pretty good list there. We got Wilt and Oscar Robertson on that list. Even Alvin Adams. Alvin came out of Oklahoma, played for the Phoenix Suns. Great passing big man. Walt Bellamy's on there as well. So got a pretty good list. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points. That game in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And no video whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, McLovin.
That's like one of the great things in... was he a Warrior or a Sixer?
He was a...
I think he might have been a Sixer. Was he a Warrior?
It would have been a Warrior, I think. That was early 60s.
That's considered a great moment in Philadelphia sports. You can't take it away from us.
But we don't have any video of it. All you do is have him holding up the 100-point sign. Philadelphia Wars. Yeah. Scored a hundy.
You think they could have double-teamed him at some point, like around 60, 70? No?
They probably did, but, I mean, he was just so big and athletic back then. And, you know, most of your big guys were not. You know, if you were tall, then, you know, you could play. But Wilt was tall and athletic. Yeah, Paul.
Four of his teammates scored in double figures that day when he had 100.
Didn't Richie Guerin have, like, 38 or something like that? Does that sound right? I know Guy Rogers had... like 20 assists.
Was Al Addles on that team?
Al Addles, I think, was on that team.
Let's see. Guy Rogers, Al Addles, yep.
Did Richie Guerin have like a big game?
He had 39.
39.
And 17.
That's pretty good.
Why do I know that name? Is he a...
He coached. I think he coached the St. Louis Hawks. But he's a Hall of Famer, I think. And who was... who were the big men for the Knicks?
I don't want to name him. It's too soon. Actually, I can't read it. Wilt, though, was 28 for 32 from the free throw line. That's why he scored 100.
That's the amazing part.
Yeah.
that he shot 32, but he made 28 of those 32. Kevin in Utah. Uh-oh. Kevin is back. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great,
Happy
Kevin.
Happy Monday to you and the Danettes.
Sure.
Got a best and worst of the weekend for you. First, I want to thank you for the merchandise sale. I picked up a couple shirts and a hat.
Oh, so cool.
Thank you for that. But worst of the weekend, obviously, my Utah Jellos go down and lose to Miami. That was a tough one. About as appetizing of a game as Utah barbecue is.
Okay.
And best of the weekend, my father celebrating his 75th birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday there.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for the phone call. By the way, the Houston Rockets got blown out last night, 133-84. That's hard to do. It's hard to get blown out by 49. Largest losing margin in franchise history. The Rockets have dropped 11 in a row. Longest in the NBA this season. They've been outscored by 200 points during that 11-game losing streak. That's 18 per game. These numbers are just crazy nowadays. With, you know, guys scoring 40, no big deal. Team scoring 140, it's no big deal. Crazy. Is, yes, McLovin.
By Daryl Imhoff was the center.
Daryl Imhoff, one of the centers. It was Cleveland Buckner.
Yeah, he put 33 on them.
Yeah, he did. Let's bring in Shaquille O'Neal. Wednesday night, the NBA legend enters the ring. The All Elite Wrestling taking on the former TNT champ Cody Rhodes in a mixed tag team match on AEW Dynamite live on TNT at 8 Eastern. Are you nervous about this, Shaq? How do you prepare for this?
Well, I love all the law enforcement patches that you have. It looks great.
Thank you.
City of Garfield, Alabama, sheriffs. That's awesome. Am I nervous? No, I don't get nervous.
But how do you prepare for this?
You just go in and you fight.
How big?
It's just like basketball. Like I'm sticking to my strengths. He's a little bit more acrobatic. I'm a lot more power. So if I get a hold of him, I'm going to display this power. I've been a wrestling fan all my life. I've been practicing UFC. I've been training all my life. So he challenged me. I accepted the challenge. So I'll be ready.
Who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Well, I had a lot of them. Andre the Giant, of course. Hulk Hogan. Big Show. Attila the Hun. Junkyard Dog. Tony Atlas. Kabuki. You know, Rock, you know, guys that were, you know, very, very Brock Lesnar, guys that displayed nothing but power.
How would you have done against Andre the Giant?
I would have beat him. I would have beat him silly like I beat Charles Barkley that one. I would have beat him silly.
Yeah, but there's the Andre the Giant is two Charles Barkleys.
And
I thought you were going to wrestle Big Show. That was a few years ago, wasn't it, that you guys were going to wrestle?
Yeah, I was, but it never could happen. You know, we faced off in the ring, and listen, he's a big, strong fella. I would have loved to, you know, have that, but you know, you can't let a little guy challenge you and you not accept. See, at first, I was just going to walk away from him, but then when Ernie and Kenny and Charles brought it to the show, and they're like, "Oh, you're scared," I had to step up.
Could you take Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq at the same time?
Ernie, Kenny, and Chuck, you mean? Yes.
Yeah, yes. You could take those at the same time?
Yeah, of course. Kenny's not going to do anything. Ernie's too professional. Then it's me and Chuck. And then I'm going to just try to break Chuck's neck. First move.
Who would make you nervous, though, in the NBA right now? Is there a player, if you got into the ring with that person, you go, all right, no. You got my attention?
No.
How about the history of the NBA?
Well, there was a lot of guys that was real tough. A lot of guys that were real strong. Mostly the Knicks guys. They were the toughest guys. Oakley, Mason, guys like that. I never played against Xavier McDaniels, but he seemed to be really tough. But other than that, no. Because, you know, playing against the Knicks, they touched you up every time you came to the hall. Not every now and then. Every time.
They treated you differently?
they play me hard, which I like, I love, and it's something that you have to endure if you want to become great.
You hold a grudge against anybody with how they play you or played you?
Never.
Nothing. You were able to just walk away?
Yeah, because it made me better. It let me know I had to step up. It let me know I wasn't that great. Like, a lot of people take flack. When I take flack, a lot of people right now, oh, you're too hard on the youngsters. Well, I'm just doing what was done to me. I can remember when I was averaging 30, 35 in L.A., but we'd always get swept. And the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, hey, he hasn't won a championship yet. Did I whine? Did I cry? Did I complain on social media? Nope, I didn't say anything because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had G14 classification to say that. What am I going to do? Have a dispute with the greatest NBA player ever? So when he said that, when he gave me constructive criticism, I took it and I listened and I brought my game to another level. So these guys now, they're pudding pops. You say something about them, oh, church. That's what they are.
Was Karl Malone tough on you?
Well, we never got to like a cross matchup a lot. But every time I guard him, he would just take me outside. But he was very, very strong.
Lane Beer, did you cross paths with Lane Beer?
Yeah, we got into a sort of a scuffle. They Hackershack was documented in 2000, but guys were doing it all the time. They would just get it, grab me, and foul. I mean, but I caught Lane Beer towards his end, so I'm not going to disrespect Lane Beer because I actually seen what he did, seen how he did it, and it kind of helped me with my game growing up.
He was smart. He knew his limitations, Shaq,
Yeah, very smart. Very smart. I played the right way, played with a lot of passion. I was watching the documentary when he said he used to love to go agitate fans in other arenas because that got him going.
And you missed Bird, right, by a year?
Yes, I missed Bird by a year, but somebody was telling me that Bird was the biggest smack talker in the game. And they say, Dennis Scott told me Larry Bird told him the move he was going to do and do it. And did it. So, I wasn't a fan of Larry Bird growing up because I thought everything he did was lucky. But then when I about it, I had a friend, his name's Mitch Riles. I was Magic and Mitch was Bird. And Mitch could do the same thing Bird. Mitch had the long hair and he did everything Bird did. One day we was playing a 7-game series and it was tied 3-3. And he shot that same over the shot, over the backboard shot that Bird hit. I was so mad. We instantly got into a fight. But when I started getting over and seeing guys putting in work, I realized that he is one of the greatest players ever, and it's not luck; it's all skill.
And you wanted to be Magic.
Yes, I did, and that's why for a big guy, my handles were pretty good. I'm not saying I had great handles, but I didn't have terrible handles. So I used to do everything Magic did, the passes, the lookaways, bringing the ball on court, making a great play. Well, yes, I was Mitch.
Well, I saw where Cedric Maxwell and Rick Carlisle, they've likened Luka Doncic to Larry Bird.
I could see that.
It's kind of unfair at that age to do it, though, to him, Shaq. I mean,
it is unfair, but, I could tell he wants to be great. He will be great. He has a lot to live up to. I remember my second year when they named me to the NBA Top 50. People were going crazy. Oh, he only been in 2 years. I was one of the top 50 players. But I knew, I was like, okay, all you old timers don't think I'm one of the 50 great players. Watch this. So I know Luka. And listen, Luka's been a pro since 16. So, he's already going up against the best. And then 2 or 3 years, everybody's going to be fading out. I saw a post one day. I don't want to get the ages wrong, but it was like LeBron, 36, Durant, 34, Curry, 32. Then at the bottom, it said, enjoy. And that kind of scared me. I was like, man, these guys, I never knew these guys were in their 30s. But, 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to be starting looking at the Donovan Mitchell, the Zach LaVine. It's going to be a new breed of, takeover.
Do you think we'll have anybody ever surpass Kobe's 81? Tomorrow's the anniversary of Wilt's 100. Do you think we'll have somebody get to 80?
If anybody could do it, I think it could be James, Kyrie, KD, Steph, Devin Booker. Those are the only names that come to mind right now that could probably surpass that.
Yeah, 81 is that's a big number.
It is a big number.
I always wondered, though, like, what do you – because Wilt did it, and he was the biggest guy back then, and they just fed him the ball. But do you think you could have gone for 100?
I would have to be shooting 75% from the free throw line.
Yeah, because Wilt was 28 of 32 in that game from the line when he had 100.
I would have to have a great night. I would have to have a lot of 3 seconds calls, not called. I would have to have a lot of easy points. And I would have to have no double or triple team. It would be possible.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. Exactly. What are you wearing, by the way, on Wednesday night?
Because I'm not going to disrespect the wrestler by trying to do what they do. I'm not a wrestler. Where I'm using, I'm not a wrestler, but I am a fighter. Wearing sweatpants. I'm coming to work.
Oh, okay. So you can't wear, like, the tights like the British Bulldogs? Like, you can't?
I can, but I don't want to disrespect the wrestlers. I have a lot of respect for the wrestlers. They are tremendous athletes. And I don't want to take their shine away. I don't want people to think I'm mocking their sport. So this is a fight. I'm coming to his world in my fight clothes.
What's the coolest thing in the room there with you?
Let me see. I got all my trophies up there. See it?
Yep. Looks pretty good.
Yep. And when my father passed away, he was a military drill sergeant. That's his flag. They folded it. So I always keep that with me. My MVP, I think that's my Rookie of the Year trophy right there. And hold on.
You should have another MVP in there, Shaq.
Oh, I know that.
It's in Steve Nash's house.
Hey, Steve.
Did you ever say anything to him about that MVP?
No.
I'll do it for you.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Most valuable player, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be singular, right? So why do people say whichever team has the best record? It's not most valuable team, it's most valuable player. I always thought most valuable player was the guy who had the most valuable stats, not about the guy who has the best record. Because I think I lost to Steve twice because their record was better.
But, Jack, if you said player of the year, then that would be different than most valuable, I think. And then you might have people vote differently if it was for player of the year, not most valuable player.
So most valuable player should be rewarded for the guy that has the best stats on the team that has the best record.
But, you know, the media loves a great story, Shaq. That's why when, you know, the Greek Freak is not going to win the MVP this year, no matter how great he is. They want a good story. Like, LeBron is a good story. It's been like 7 years. James Harden now going to a new team, maybe MVP.
Yeah, but what about Steph Curry?
No, that was my pick to start the year. But I thought if Klay Thompson stayed healthy, they were going to compete for a championship. But
I never understood how they voted for the most valuable player.
And I think Steph Curry, I don't know if you agree with me. I think Steph Curry is the most influential basketball player of the last 30 years because he's given everybody hope that they could play in the NBA.
Yes. I'm watching these little kids now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I've never seen a little kid dribble like that, shoot like that. Yes, I would agree.
Because I can't be like you and I can't be like Mike, but there's a chance I might be able to shoot like Steph.
Yes.
They give us hope. Good luck on Wednesday night. It's always great to talk to you. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think you're going to win on Wednesday night.
I know I'm going to win.
Oh, you know you're going to win.
Yes, this is a fight. I'm not going to lose. But whatever it takes for me to win, if I got to do, pull out some little, dirty moves.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, hell yes. I don't blame you. Thank you, Shaq. Great to talk to you.
What are we doing in the movie again? Have you talked to Adam?
Well, Sandman did that basketball one.
Which one?
He shot one. It's not done yet. Oh, he didn't ask you about being in that?
No. Last movie I did with him was the Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I miss you, brother.
I'm thinking Happy Gilmore 2.
Hey, whatever Adam needs, you know I'm there.
You could be you could be his caddy.
All right. Yes.
Shaq caddy. Thank you, bud.
All right,
that's Shaquille O'Neal. Wednesday night, he enters the ring. The All Elite Wrestling taking on former TNT champ Cody Rhodes in a mixed tag team match on AEW Dynamite, live on TNT at 8 Eastern. Back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Football world lost Irv Cross. He died Sunday. He was 81 years of age. He played cornerback in the league for 9 years. He really made a name for himself on the CBS pregame show with Brent Musburger. It was called NFL Today. And in 1975, he was part of what became a four-person team on the NFL Today pregame show. You had Jimmy the Greek, you had Brent Musburger, and you had Phyllis George. First black broadcaster to co-host a football show, a studio show, every Sunday afternoon for 15 years, and passed away at the age of 81. He was a former Pro Bowl defensive back as well. But when you go back to 1975 with Brent Musburger, I mean, they created the pregame show. And I believe it was only a half hour. I think it came on at 12:30. And Brent would always start with "You're looking live," because he wanted to let the gamblers know if you're looking at Soldier Field, then you knew what the weather was going to be like. And you had Phyllis George, who usually did, you know, interviews with athletes. Jimmy the Greek was your gambler. Irv was kind of the calming influence there. You know, he could give the perspective as a former player, but passed away at the age of 81. And then you think about it, NBC had a pregame show with Bryant Gumbel. I mean, Bryant Gumbel was really, really good as a host. I mean, he's good on Real Sports, but back then, you know, he did college basketball. In fact, that was on NBC, and Bryant Gumbel is the host when Magic Johnson played Larry Bird in the NCAA championship game. But he also did a pregame show as well. I think handed out the Super Bowl trophy a couple of times, but Bryant was, he played at a really high level as well. But Brent had a profound impact on me because I was graduating from high school and I go, I'd like to do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get there because I'm in a small town in Ohio. And I thought, well, let me try to figure this out of how do you do sports for a living? And back then you just had the person who did the week, you know, the weekday sports. They did 3 minutes. ESPN wasn't in business yet. Now, that didn't start until 4 years later, 1979. And that's when I realized that's where I wanted to be. And that's when I wrote a letter to Bob Lee and Greg Gumbel and said, hey, how do I get there? And would you look at my tape that I just had somebody videotape me ad-libbing sports for, you know, about 7 minutes and sent it to them. And Bob Lee wrote me a letter back. He said, you know, you got some work to do, but, you know, you kind of know what you're doing. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paulie, do you have anything?
I got one from the weekend I was holding over. 5 years ago today, Steph Curry hit that almost half-court shot against Oklahoma City as a game winner. I always thought that was like the announcement that he's the best player in the game at the time.
That was deep.
He pulled up from 33.
That was deep on the left side. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Shaq says today's players are pudding pops. They can't handle the criticism.
What did I learn today?
You learned that even though he's older, the overwhelming majority of our poll want Russell Wilson over Dak Prescott as their QB.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. Sports is using technology to take that fan experience to the next level. You know, all those cameras there and, you know, are we on 5K or is it 6K or 7K? I'm running. I can't remember. Digital fans in the stands can watch games virtually and you can pump the players up. But when it comes to your business, there's a solution that's been advancing its technology for years now. It's ZipRecruiter. You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. Post a job on ZipRecruiter, get sent out to over 100 top job sites. Then ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's a winning formula. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. If you want to step up your hiring game, give ZipRecruiter a shot. Nothing to lose. Right now, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And remember, ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.